So after 8 years of campaigning and almost 5 years of living next to a proposed road widening scheme in Southend, activists say it's now coming to an end. A planned expansion of Priory Crescent in Southend has been scrapped, and campaigners say they've got their wish, protecting the site where the remains of a Saxon king were found. Today they're starting to dismantle their protest camp. BBC Essex's Nick Alica has been to the site.
I'm actually in what's known as Camp Bling alongside Priory Crescent. The car's going along as we speak, and this site, with its wooden structures and its campaigners living here, has been around for almost 5 years, but not for much longer. And to find out why, I'm joined by Sean Qureshi from the campaign group Part Life. Sean, first of all, just explain why you won't be here this time in a couple of months' time.
Well, if we take the council at their word, which we've got every reason to do, they've said they're going to cancel the road widening. So that means our job's done, in effect. We've always been against the widening of Priory Crescent. And the scheme was revised 2 years ago, and it was reported in the media, you know, victory for Camp Bling, but in a sense, it was only the job part done, really. We've been against the whole of the road being widened, and finally we've got to the situation where the council have withdrawn it from the major plan. So that means we can start to take the site down.
We've spoken plenty over the years. Did you ever think you'd come to this day?
Sometimes. Things sort of go in cycles, really. So on good days, and then on bad days, you sort of fear the worst, really. So it's a nice situation to be in, to come out of it cleanly, and everybody's still alive and smiling, and a good result, and I think people generally being happy all round. So, yeah, that's the best case scenario for us.
So what's going to be happening over the next couple of weeks here on this site?
Well, we're tatting the site down, as they say. It's now being deconstructed, decommissioned. We started last night after the meeting. Our commitment to the people of Southend, as well as to try to stop the road, was always to take the site down, if that would be the case. So it is. So we're hoping to be completely vacated and site cleared by the end of July. That's the commitment we've given to the council at the moment, and it's our intention to remove everything and to do that to incur no cost to the taxpayer, which was another commitment. So that's the objective, really.
Well, one of the men that's helping to deconstruct the site is Pylon. Can I just interrupt you 1 second, Pylon, before you get your sledgehammer out with that? How do you feel after campaigning for so many years that it's finally coming to an end here at Camp Bling?
Mixed emotions, really. I mean, obviously we've achieved what we intended to. The road's not going ahead, but we've built up a nice community here, and what happens afterwards is a very interesting thing, because people could go on and live in a completely different way to the way they lived before, because of having lived here has made them think about exactly the impact that they have on the environment and the way that they're influenced by the culture outside. I think it's been a learning experience more than anything, and we've taken a lot away from that.
So at the moment we have wooden living places, away to my left-hand side a kitchen. But once the campaigners have left, the local council says it will be landscaping this particular area. A transformation, and one not to a large road, as had been feared by some 8 years ago.